supervisor's meeting of April 24th, 2018. Is there any changes to the agenda?
Have none.
I have none.
I have none. We'll meet with department heads and elected officials, Terry Johnson, county auditor.
Good morning, just moving right along on preparing for the primary election. Working on my poll worker list and preparing the public notifications and absentee ballot, or, you know, absentee ballots and sample ballots to be on our website, so just trying to get all that stuff lined up.
Are you coming along with getting people signed up for chair of the polls?
No, there's still a couple of positions we need to fill in, and I've got a couple of options, looking at those, so. So hopefully if anybody, you know, feels they wanna come forward and take the reins and be a chair right off the bat, that's fine too, so.
There you go.
We've had that before, so.
Mike Johnson.
Morning, Jim.
Sheriff.
I would have several questions from a lot of folks about the ATV ordinance, and I will tell you that the chief and I have been actively gathering ordinances from across the, different ordinances from across the state. And speaking with other sheriffs and other law enforcement personnel in regard to that. So we're working on that, putting together some ideas for you guys to review in regard to that. So it's kind of a work in progress. Getting some comments from the public in regard to it, so. Kind of fun looking through all of those and seeing how different board of supervisors have dealt with that issue. So a lot of neat ideas, a lot of different versions of that ordinance. So it's going to be kind of a, it's going to boil down to what we need here in Des Moines County and what we feel is appropriate. So, but it seemed to work quite well. I will tell you this, I'm not getting a lot of negative from the law enforcement, and that's good. I was concerned there might be, but I think something we can work with.
You know, adding to that, I'm on a board with Jefferson County Supervisor, Van Buren County, and Eliza County Supervisor, and I talked to all three of them after this board meeting we had. And they informed me that the problem child was already out there. Since they put the ordinance in, they have not had any problem. And so that was kind of nice to hear that, you know, from them.
I'm actually hearing that, yes, pretty much the same thing across the board. And I think maybe even Fairfield opened up the same type of ordinance to, you know, to the ATVs and UTVs, yeah, within their city limits.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I've said before, you go up into other parts of our state, you'll pull into a come and go, and there'll be more UTVs, ATVs, and then will be motor vehicles, like cars and trucks in the parking lot. So it's a pretty common thing all over the state, especially in the sparsely populated. So anyway, something about.
Thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
I'll follow up just briefly on that. I think I have a stack of ordinances on my desk. Did they come to you, Terry?
Probably.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't quite sure.
Like, I think six or seven of them.
It showed up. I haven't gone through them yet, but I plan on it, and just to see what the different approaches are, just like Mike said. And anyway, I haven't had time to look through those, but it's obviously, and I've had a couple people, you know, say something just because they read it in the paper. So, good for people to be thinking about it and giving input, I guess. I just got a text message this morning that the DOT, or the contractor, depending on how you look at it, intends to close Stony Hollow Road as part of the project. That will be, in 10 days, so they give us notice 10 days ahead of time. I don't know if that means it'll be the, that falls on a Friday, so I don't know if they're gonna close it on the Friday that week or the Monday the following. I don't have an exact date, but just because I got the message, I wanted to pass it on, and I'd have to go back and look, since I just found out I didn't have the plans with me or anything. I don't know if that's the east side or west side, or if it'll impact both sides, because there's places where that highway's only on one side or the other. So, just as a heads up, that's coming, this is gonna be a frequent conversation. I think we already know it, I am gonna expand our dust control program to pick up some of those side roads. But that won't get put on just simply because of product availability until the latter part of May at the earliest. So there's gonna be a little bit of time when just some people have to go a different direction, and it's gonna be a theme for the summer. I guess that's part of progress. I would mention too, as part of that, we deal with paperwork in-house that nobody else sees, I guess, but one of the communications has been for various requested haul routes from the contractors. Obviously, the goal is to keep them on paved roads as much as possible, which is the case for most of them, but for the stuff out of the L&W quarry, because of the fact that a lot of the highway is on the west side of the current highway, they are going to use some of our gravel roads as return routes for empty trucks. There'll be no full trucks coming, so condition-wise, it won't destroy the roads nearly as bad. And our dust control will also be expanded to somewhat encompass that. That's out in that Iowa City Road area, if you want to visually kind of think of where it's at. They're going to come into the project on the paved roads and exit some of their trucks, at least, not necessarily all of them, but some of them on the gravel roads. So we are working on, I've already contacted our contractor for dust control, but again, it's gonna take a little bit to get that applied. It's not gonna be immediate. So heads up on that, because those things are gonna be coming along. I guess I'd also mention a reminder, we went from winter to summer in a week, or at least spring. So a lot of farmers out there, and if you meet them, especially out on the rural roads, you're gonna have to pull over. A lot of the stuff just doesn't fit two vehicles anymore. So, or you're gonna have to do something to accommodate, take it easy. I think I met a planter last night, and both of them had to slow down and get over, both of us did. So just pay attention to that. That's going to be a common theme over the next 2 or 3 weeks. And we are pinching Washington Road, so if you get any calls, it's east of Beaverdale, the gravel road that cuts from there over to basically where the racetrack is. So just as a heads up, we got that all dissed up, and the guys are doing the first stretch of it today. So that always gets us some attention. So. And then there's plenty of other stuff going on, but I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you. Janelle, how's the trade with all of us?
Good morning. Busy, as usual. I really don't have anything new to report.
That's good. Everybody pay their taxes?
Well, I don't know about everybody, but we will. We're certainly going to send those delinquent notices out next week to remind them. So.
Chris, conservation.
Morning. We will be putting the finishing touches on the shower house either today or tomorrow. Contractors coming out to do the concrete around the floor drains. They got all the sidewalk done around the outside, and my team is working on doing the grade work around it. We'll get the grading done, the final grading and seeding of the campground there. Already had a number of campers, had a pretty busy weekend actually this last weekend, and so hoping to be able to flip the switch and turn that shower house on by the end of the week and have that functional by this weekend, barring any unforeseen circumstances. But I look forward to that and just kind of bearing down, getting ready for the busy season.
Good. Zach, how's the Southeast Iowa planning going?
Yeah, things are going well. Had a recording before the meeting here with the subdivision we had last week, so got that taken care of. And then last week was a pretty active week, actually. We had three subdivisions that we kind of knew about in the works, so you should have a review sheet for those. We got those out to the other department heads. So those will be coming up here in a few weeks, and then we had two or three other subdivisions too that people at least kind of talked to us about. We haven't got applications yet, but a few more that'll be coming up. And then we had a few building permits too last week for some things out in the 2 mile area. So pretty active couple weeks, but keeping up with everything. So
that's
good news. Yep.
Thank you. Amy, County Attorney's Office.
Good morning. We're busy as usual. We have a jury trial going today, and we'll have another one on Thursday. Wrapped up, I think, all the appeals in front of the Property Assessment Appeal Board in Des Moines. The last one I had filed a motion for summary judgment on. It was set for trial next month, and they filed a formal withdrawal of their appeal. So I would call that a success. So Matt and I worked really hard. Matt's done a fantastic job, and we've got through those, but we're getting ready to start board of review again next month. So it was very busy.
And you're going, Safety Department.
Good morning. I really don't have anything new to report. Just keeping busy and trying to keep things pulled together.
Good. Colin, how's the IT department doing?
Pretty good. We got our form sent in last week for our little mobile app, for a county mobile app. So hopefully we should get something back from that from Civic Plus within the next couple weeks, something to play with. And then just a reminder, on Thursday, we're going to have that security training in here in the boardroom. So that's pretty much it.
Yep. Do you have anything to add to the sheriff?
Yep, he did a good job.
He did?
Yep.
Now, if he was sitting here, would you say that?
Of course.
Just a kidding. Doug, how's the jail doing?
Jail's doing good. We can tell that spring has sprung. Population went from around 80 to 93 this morning.
Wow.
So it is going up. We are in the process next week of redoing our female general population unit, which we're going to lose 12 beds there for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. Lee County's agreed to house those, and Henry County's agreed to let us use our van. They have a 10-passenger van to transport down there, so make it easy. But it's overdue. We're gonna redo the whole thing: powder coating tables, redoing the floor, putting epoxy on the floor, painting the walls and the bunks and that. So it'll be fully redone. Also redoing the showers.
Gosh, I hate to see that 93 account, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it came. I mean, we had this redoing the unit schedule for quite a long time, and I mean, we've just pushed it off and pushed it off and pushed it off, and has to be done. And luckily, Lee County has enough room for holdover extras. So.
Cheryl McVeigh, our county budget director, do you have anything to add to this?
Just have an agenda item.
Okay, thank you. I didn't miss anybody there. Okay, we shall have any correspondence here. I don't have any. Do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
I do not.
Okay, we shall move on to discussion. There are no public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say, please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have payroll claims, reimbursements for $2,045.35.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Public hearing and approval for the 2018 budget amendment.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
So we had five departments that submitted letters to request budget amendments for the current year. The sheriff, jail, conservation, secondary roads, and IT. I handed out kind of a review of what's going on. The sheriff's asking for a patrol vehicle and equipment that'll be paid for out of the emergency equipment line or fund, so it will not come out of general basic, for $48,000, and a used patrol vehicle for the reserve unit, and that'll come out of the special deputy reserve fund. So that's for $23,200. The jail has submitted a request for salaries for the additional staff, overtime and shift pay, provisions, housing of prisoners, FICA, IFRS, and group insurance. Most of that is all due to the overcrowding of the jail. So for public safety, their total is $318,170. Conservation is requesting $27,500 for Big Hollow expenses, shop equipment, expenses due to the REAP grant, so that'll be reimbursed, and temporary and part-time staff for the Nature Center. All of this will come out of the Conservation Reserve Fund, so that will not affect general basic either. Chris has requested that if this is approved, he's going to transfer expenses that have already been paid out of general basic in the amount of $10,886 over to the Conservation Reserve Fund. So it'll be picking up expenses that have already been paid. Secondary roads is just kind of shifting things around, $374,750. They're still well under budget. They just do the DOT, they have to keep things in the right line categories. So that's just a shift of things. IT, I worked with Colin on this. We decided it'd be best just to look at the main line items that are going to go over this year. And any of the smaller things, Colin feels like their budget is going to pick any of those up in areas that are already under. So looking at $27,701, most of that's due to employee payouts. Longevity is prorated when somebody leaves, so that's part of it. And Colin would like to take himself and a staff member to iCube this year, which is a training for the computer program that we're on. And then we had to buy almost $20,000 worth of software for the new Tyler Financial 10 system that we're on. That we weren't aware of at budget time, and it just didn't work without the update. So there's a total of $748,121 requested. If all the revenue comes in for this year, which right now we're 10% over on revenue, so we're doing really well. We have a quarter of the year left, and we've already collected all but 15% of our projected revenue. So, and our expenditures are 10% below where they should be right now. Not taking any of that into account, we'd still have a 17% ending fund balance if you approve this. So I'm anticipating it's going to be a lot better than that.
Does anybody have any questions or anything? Comments? Hearing none.
Motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Harry? Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Motion to approve the budget amendment.
Second. Harry Johnson?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sheriff, can I sign these after the meeting?
You sure can.
Beaver Dale Road and the Mediapolis Road on 205th Avenue and 260th.
A bit in case you're not reading. Okay, so we bid this quite a while ago. Actually, we didn't bid this. This was bid through the Iowa Department of Transportation. One of our last projects will have federal funds in. think our engineer's estimate was right around $4 million. And the, you got two bidders on this. Good competitive bids. The low bidder was North Asphalt Paving at just under $3.6 million. This is the work that's going to be on Beaverdale Road, and then up on Mediapolis Road, up through Yarmouth, and then over to on Mount Union Road. Henry County's doing a little piece that they're going to reimburse us for, and West Burlington's doing a little piece that they'll reimburse us for, all as part of this project. And I would mention also, as part of this project, the Washington Road and Beaverdale Road intersection this summer at some point will be closed because they were going to do some concrete work there. So, and I would I'd recommend approval.
What's your tentative schedule for that?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I can tell you just in, from what I've heard, it doesn't sound like the asphalt work will probably happen until June, July. I haven't heard about the concrete side. We're not actually allowed to have contact with the contractor until we have signed contracts. So, well, I wouldn't tell you there's not been any. Well, I wouldn't say there's not been any conversation at all. There's been very minimal conversation. So I will, in fact, this is kind of the trigger for me to be able to make a phone call, get a little better idea. But I know enough other counties that this contractor's working in that I'm guessing it'll be a little bit later. But we obviously need to know too, because we want to let the public know about closures and just general road work and stuff. So hopefully next week I'll be able to give you a little bit more of an update. So anyway, it'll be a good project. We're going to cover a lot of miles. They're a good contractor to work with. We with the same contractor that did Highway 99 and Mediapolis Road a couple years ago.
Is that just an overlay?
The asphalt is mostly, well, it's all different. Some places like Beaverdale, we're going to mill 2 inches and put 3 new inches of asphalt on, so it'll be 2 layers. A lot of Mediapolis Road is just an overlay. But the segment west of Yarmouth Road, if you've driven that, it's rough as all get out. We're going to actually close that, and we're going to mill all the way down to the old concrete, do some full depth patching just to deal with some of the joints that are coming up through the asphalt, the old concrete joints, and then lay 4 new inches of asphalt in there. Then other parts are just overlay. So it's kind of a mix of all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, down in Beaverdale from Washington Road down to past the interchange, we will close the interchange as part of this project. And that'll all be a concrete to tie that interchange up to Washington Road with concrete. So, because that's all concrete through there. So that'll get all that landfill traffic onto a little bit better surface. So it's a mix of everything, kind of a complicated project, but it'll be a good one when we get done. So.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Blue ink.
Doesn't matter about ink, but it is one that you probably shouldn't stamp.
Shouldn't stamp.
So this is probably our, I hope this will be our last federally funded project, excluding grants that may come along. So. You can do it later, Jim. You don't have to do it right now. It's taken us forever just to get them to this point with the contractor dragging their feet, so a little bit more time's not gonna hurt.
Okay, we have a Class A liquor license for IV wedding reception. And this is going to be held out at the Warren on Irish Ridge Road.
Yes.
Yes. Class C liquor license for the Barn on the Ridge, wedding reception, 6/14/2018. Everything is in order on this one. Went through these yesterday to look at and make sure.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brogan.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have a personnel action for the county attorney for Jamie Rowley, 18-month step increase to $32,509.97. Effective date was 4/30/18.
Move to approve. Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Brogan.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
That's about 3 cents on the levy that trust produced.
And a lot more for rural services. That's just what I was getting ready to ask if you want to know. Okay. And there's $1,833,839.56 in that trust. On file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. Okay, and then we have the monthly sheriff report. And for February and March of 2018, these will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. We have the minutes for the regular meeting of 17/2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Tom Brogan.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Abstain. So I was not here.
Side note, Jim, that meeting went pretty quick last week.
We didn't have any adult supervision.
Thank you, Brian.
So you weren't here either?
Hey. It was all good to start there.
Okay, we have a...
Yeah, it was.
Closed station for IT director position per the Iowa Code 21.5. 1.5.
That's the board's going to discuss the...
The board's going to discuss the candidates that we had for IT position. You folks can stay here. It's going to be a closed session. We're going in this room. We have a tape recorder. She's taping in with us. It has to be taped, so you can just sit tight if you wish. I see Zach getting ready for that.
Can you start a block?
I got another place to go. And then Chris is coming to my office, so.
My case is coming.
We need a motion.
I move to go closed session. Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Tom Roker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I gotta make a stop, but that'll be out.
And the one thing, really good about it, the fact that your personality is your dog, or your personality.
Motion to close the closed session.
Second. Terry.
Tom Roker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none. You're going to tell what you discussed in there?
Yeah, we discussed the IT director's position. We've come to the conclusion that we're going to make an offer, but until we talk to the person involved, we're not going to make any announcements, because there's some things that we have to ask them. But as soon as we know, we will let the news media know. Future agenda items.
We'll get that in a minute.
Committee reports.
I attended a meeting of the Mental Health Disability Services Commission. We approved the new administrative rules for the autism support program. We had a presentation from the state jail administrator. It was interesting. He was talking about the difficulty of statewide regulations. He said this, the facilities, he said some jails, some counties have jails that were built around 1900. So, and then some of them have newer jails, and it's tough to write regulations when you have so many different types of facilities, but it was interesting. And we start the rulemaking committees for the new core services. I'll be up there Wednesday and Thursday. So, and we had a meeting at the local jail yesterday with the jail administration staff and the jail diversion personnel. We discussed a stepping up initiative, which is, it doesn't really change anything we do, but it's signing on. It's a national program, and that's what I think we're going to have a couple people probably in the next week or maybe the week after that come and give a presentation to the board, and then we decide whether we want to be a part of that or not. So I'm sure somebody will get a hold of you, Terry, probably later this week. I would not be surprised if, we want like a work session next week, but we'll see.
Who is that?
Well, I don't know. It'd either be Sarah Burt from Henry County.
Correct.
Or Ryan Wood from Lee County. I spoke to Ryan yesterday, Lee County is signatory to the stepping up. Actually, several counties in our region are. She said the only difference is that they've just signed the initiative. They do the same things we do. We were among the early adopters of the jail diversion program when we partnered with Lee County prior to regionalization. Is that 2013?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
About then. That's about the time we started the crisis services with Henry County too. So Des Moines County's been on the leading edge of that. Anyway, that's all I have.
Robert,
I didn't have anything either.
I missed a couple meetings because I was out of town, but sure they got a long fine about it.
You never know.
So I shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye. There's gonna be a work session following the meeting with the county board supervisors and county engineer. Lord behold, we got a ride with you.